Honestly, it's hard to tell that this pond is part of a wastewater treatment system at all. It's a beautiful fall day, full of sun, and the water is blue and sparkling. It doesn't even stink. But the pond is a perfect rectangle shape with raised dikes on all four sides, and there's a fence all the way around. The sign on the gate says no trespassing, but the local chapter of the Audubon Society has permission from the city to be here, and Andrew Durso, a local birder, knows the combination code for the lock.
I've never actually seen anyone out here besides other birders.
As we approach the pond, ducks scatter. The whole system consists of 460 acres of open water lagoons and another 240 acres of wetland used for additional treatment. Sewage lagoons are a fairly low-tech way of cleaning water, using a combination of time and bacteria to break down solids. Because of all the aerobic activity from the bacteria and additional aeration from floating pumps, the water stays fairly warm. That means that in winter, it doesn't freeze, and that makes the ponds very attractive to migrating species of waterfowl looking for open water.
A lot of these ducks, the gadwall and the mallards, as well as the coots, they just eat small insects or detritus, plant matter, including probably some of the things that come down the wastewater pipe.
Durso is a biologist, but he studies snakes for his day job. Birds are more of a hobby for him. But he was more than willing to take me to one of the so-called polishing ponds on a Saturday morning. This is one of the more popular birding spots in Cache County, and not just because it's easy work, standing on a corner of the pond and watching thousands of birds come and go.
But polishing ponds, it's tied with Benson Marina for the largest number of bird species recorded in Cache County at 160, which is just over half of all the species ever recorded in the county.
Just in October, the city of Logan finished up its master plan for improving its wastewater treatment. They have until 2021 to get their excessive ammonia and phosphorus levels down. The further treatment that is needed to get the system into compliance may or may not include keeping the lagoons and ponds as they currently stand, which probably matters to the birders more than just about anyone else in the community.
As far as I know, there haven't been any formal conversations between folks at Audubon and folks at the city about the future of wastewater treatment in Cache County. But I think it's an issue that a lot of birders are aware of. I think if a public forum or something like that were held, or if there were a public comment period, I think a lot of birders would participate in that.
Even though Andrew Durso is not on the clock right now as a biologist, he is keeping track of all the birds we've seen for this giant database run by the Cornell Ornithology Lab called eBird.
We saw two red-tailed hawks, one belted kingfisher, 8 Canada geese, 2 redheads, 25 American goldfinches.
In the hour we've spent at the pond, we've seen 19 bird species.
I'm actually a little disappointed that there's not more birds here right now. I mean, I've been here when the entire surface is covered, and I'm sure it'll get that way by December.
Andrew Durso and the whole Bridgerland Audubon Society will be out in full force in December for the Christmas bird count. And it will be somebody's job to come here and count ducks as far as the eye can see. Reporting from the Logan Sewage Lagoons, I'm Jennifer Pemberton for The Source.